综合模拟演练九，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I thought that the chair cost $50.
It used to, but the price has gone up $15.
Well, that's more than I can afford, I'm afraid. Text 2. Would you like to go to the beach with me this afternoon?
I'd like to, but I need to get a blouse that matches my trousers.
Text 3. Can you tell me which tie is better, the blue one or the red one?
Me?I think the blue tie is not as good as the red one.
Text 4.
It seems that Tom has failed his exams again.
Well, I'm not surprised. He never did any work.Text 5. Did the students build all the scenery for the program?
No, they had Mr. Smith make it according to their design.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
Hi, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm not feeling very well at the moment. I'm preparing for exams, and I've been staying up late at night studying. This morning, I got up very early to do some more work, and I fell onto the floor.
Have you had any symptoms?
I've been pretty nervous, and my eyes hurt sometimes.
Well, it sounds as if you've probably been overdoing your study, and you're too tired.I don't think there's anything to worry about, but I think you should take it easy for a while and try to get plenty of sleep.
Yes, I haven't been getting much sleep lately.
Hi, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm not feeling very well at the moment. I'm preparing for exams, and I've been staying up late at night studying.This morning, I got up very early to do some more work, and I fell onto the floor.
Have you had any symptoms?
I've been pretty nervous, and my eyes hurt sometimes.
Well, it sounds as if you've probably been overdoing your study, and you're too tired. I don't think there's anything to worry about, but I think you should take it easy for a while and try to get plenty of sleep.
Yes, I haven't been getting much sleep lately.
Listen to the seventh part. Answer the eighth to tenth questions.
Morning, Doctor. I'm Henry Gerald. I made an appointment with your secretary yesterday.
Take your seat, please, Mr. Gerald. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I've had a terrible cough, and my chest aches at times.
How long have you been feeling like this?
I started feeling so this Monday morning.
It has been 3 days. Why didn't you come earlier?
I was too busy with my work. I didn't think it was serious, but it didn't get any better, so I got worried.
Do you smoke?
Yes, I've been smoking for over 10 years. I usually smoke a lot of cigarettes when I'm under a lot of pressure from work.
Mr. Gerald, I'm afraid it's not a common cold. You need to receive an X-ray.
Oh, I'm a little worried. Morning, Doctor. I'm Henry Gerald. I made an appointment with your secretary yesterday.
Take your seat, please, Mr. Gerald. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I've had a terrible cough, and my chest aches at times.
How long have you been feeling like this?
I started feeling so this Monday morning.
It has been 3 days. Why didn't you come earlier?
I was too busy with my work. I didn't think it was serious, but it didn't get any better, so I got worried.
Do you smoke?
Yes, I've been smoking for over 10 years. I usually smoke a lot of cigarettes when I'm under a lot of pressure from work.
Mr. Gerald, I'm afraid it's not a common cold. You need to receive an X-ray.
Oh, I'm a little worried.
Oh, there you are. I was looking for you all morning.
What's the matter?
Edward wanted you to attend a meeting, but you've missed it now.
When was it held?
From 9:30 to 11:45.
What was it about?
Some new plans of the college library were discussed.
I'm sorry I wasn't told about it. I thought he knew I had gone to the computer company.
Maybe you should explain that to Edward.
You're right. I'll go and talk to him right now.
Oh, there you are. I was looking for you all morning.
What's the matter?
Edward wanted you to attend a meeting, but you've missed it now.
When was it held?
From 9:30 to 11:45.
What was it about?
Some new plans of the college library were discussed.
I'm sorry I wasn't told about it. I thought he knew I had gone to the computer company.
Maybe you should explain that to Edward.
You're right. I'll go and talk to him right now. Hi, Susan. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you getting along with your work?
Hi, David. Not so well as I expected. I've left my position. I can't bear the rudeness of my boss any longer.
What are you going to do, then?
No idea. Anyway, I have to think about it seriously. And you, David?
I've been very successful as a dancer. I like this kind of life. It is so exciting.
You can't do it forever.
No, I've decided to open a dance school once I'm over the top. Our younger dancers need better training.
That's a wonderful idea.
Hi, Susan. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you getting along with your work?
Hi, David. Not so well as I expected. I've left my position. I can't bear the rudeness of my boss any longer.
What are you going to do then?
No idea. Anyway, I have to think about it seriously. And you, David?
I've been very successful as a dancer. I like this kind of life. It is so exciting.
You can't do it forever.
No, I've decided to open a dance school once I'm over the top. Our younger dancers need better training.
That's a wonderful idea.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Hello, everyone. Today I'll introduce a website to you.It is a website to help students improve English listening and speaking skills. I was introduced to this website about 3 months ago. Ever since, I've been learning English on it. It has helped me improve my English greatly. The website was built by a famous teacher who is good at teaching. The online English lessons usually take just 10 to 20 minutes each day to complete.So it won't take you much time. The lessons are easy and fun, so you won't get discouraged when you're learning them. Besides allowing you to improve your spoken English and listening skills, it can also help you learn new words, idioms, and phrases. You can also download the sound files to your computer. In this way, you can even listen to them using an MP3 player on the way to school or back home.Now I'll write down the website on the blackboard in case you want to visit it. Believe me, once you try it, you'll fall in love with it.
Hello, everyone. Today I'll introduce a website to you. It is a website to help students improve English listening and speaking skills. I was introduced to this website about 3 months ago. Ever since, I've been learning English on it.It has helped me improve my English greatly. The website was built by a famous teacher who is good at teaching. The online English lessons usually take just 10 to 20 minutes each day to complete, so it won't take you much time. The lessons are easy and fun, so you won't get discouraged when you're learning them. Besides allowing you to improve your spoken English and listening skills,It can also help you learn new words, idioms, and phrases. You can also download the sound files to your computer. In this way, you can even listen to them using an MP3 player on the way to school or back home. Now, I'll write down the website on the blackboard in case you want to visit it. Believe me, once you try it, you'll fall in love with it.